everyone, welcome back. Today we're tackling one of the most frustrating houseplant problems out there, fungus gnats. You know those tiny black flies that just won't quit? We're getting into why they keep coming back and how something called BTI can actually stop them for good. Joining me is a plant care expert who's going to help us understand this whole thing. So, have you ever wondered why these little pests seem impossible to get rid of?
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, it all comes down to understanding their life cycle. See, when you spot those adult gnats flying around, they're already laying eggs in your soil, especially if it's moist. Those eggs hatch into larvae, and that's where the real damage happens. The larvae feed on the tender roots and organic matter in your potting mix, which can seriously stunt your plant's growth.
Right. So the problem is more than annoying bugs buzzing around. They're actually hurting the plant underground.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. Their life cycle is super fast. Eggs hatch quickly in damp soil, larvae develop into pupae, and then boom, new adults emerge to start the whole cycle over again. That's why infestations can explode in just a couple of weeks. It's like they throw a party and invite all their friends.
Huh. That's one party I definitely don't want to host. So what about sticky traps? I mean, a lot of people use those yellow traps thinking they'll solve the problem.
Yeah, sticky traps are great for catching adult gnats and monitoring how bad the infestation is, but they don't do anything about the larvae living in the soil. You might catch a bunch of adults, but if the larvae are still down there munching on roots, you're going to keep seeing more gnats pop up.
Mm-hmm, makes sense.
So we need something that targets the larvae, not the adults. That's where BTI comes in. BTI stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. It's a naturally occurring bacterium found in soils. What makes it special is that it produces toxins that specifically target the larvae of fungus, gnats, mosquitoes, and black flies.
Okay, so break that down for us. What exactly happens when the larvae encounter BTI?
When the larvae ingest BTI, those toxins disrupt their gut lining, causing them to stop feeding and die, usually within 24 to 48 hours. It's a targeted strike against the problem at its source, the larvae in the soil.
Wow. But is it safe? I mean, if it's a toxin, should people be worried about using it indoors around pets or kids?
That's a great question. BTI is highly selective, meaning it's deadly to those specific larvae, but harmless to everything else. People, pets, beneficial insects like bees, birds, fish, you name it. The EPA has actually concluded that BTI poses no risk to humans, and it's even approved for use in organic farming operations.
That's reassuring. So to everyone listening, this is a natural solution you can feel good about using in your home.
Definitely. And here's another cool thing. There's no documented resistance to BTI as a larvicide. Mosquito populations that have been treated with it for decades still respond to it. So it's effective long term.
I love that. So how do you actually use BTI? Do you just sprinkle it on the soil, or?
You can use it a couple of ways. Some BTI products come in granular form that you sprinkle on the soil surface, and others you mix with water and drench the potting mix. The key is getting it into the soil where the larvae are living, and you'll want to do repeat applications, typically weekly for at least 3 weeks, to make sure you're catching all the newly hatched larvae and breaking that reproductive cycle completely.
Makes sense. So we've established that BTI kills the larvae, but what about those adult gnats still flying around? That point about breaking that reproductive cycle sets up our next piece, long-term prevention. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're tired of guessing with your houseplants and want practical, stress-free solutions, check out John Iponics. They offer clear guidance, a supportive community where you can ask questions without judgment, and carefully selected plant care products designed to solve common problems like fungus gnats. Whether you're growing in soil or hydroponics, you'll find simple systems that help you become a confident plant parent. Learn more at www.johniponics.com.
Picking up on that reproductive cycle, how do you handle those lingering adult gnats and keep this problem from happening again?
Good question. While BTI takes care of the larvae, you'll still see some adult gnats for a bit. That's where integrated pest management comes in. You're combining multiple strategies, BTI treatments, moisture management, sticky traps for adults, and even physical barriers. For example, covering the top of your soil with a layer of sand or decorative pebbles can stop adults from laying eggs in the first place.
I like that. So there's a whole system working together, rather than relying on one solution.
Exactly, and moisture management is huge. Fungus gnats thrive in moist, organic-rich soil, so allowing the top inch or two of soil to dry out between waterings really disrupts their breeding ground. Overwatering is one of the most common causes of infestations. I learned this the hard way once when I kept a fiddle-leaf fig too wet, and suddenly I had gnats everywhere.
Oh no, so what did you do?
I started consistent BTI treatments right away and adjusted my watering schedule. While early treatment really helps, it still took about 6 to 8 weeks of staying on top of it to fully eliminate them across multiple generations. Patience is key.
Right. So water wisely, use BTI to kill larvae, deploy sticky traps, and add a soil barrier. Anything else for long-term prevention?
Yeah, three more things. Keep your soil surface clean by removing dead leaves and debris, quarantine new plants before adding them to your collection to avoid introducing pests, and monitor your plants regularly. Catching gnats early makes control so much easier.
I see. Good advice.
And together, we're basically creating an environment that gnats hate, right? Dry topsoil, barriers, and BTI wiping out any larvae that do show up. You're addressing the root cause, literally in the soil, rather than just treating symptoms.
I understand. So if you're dealing with fungus gnats right now, start with BTI to knock out the larvae, manage your watering, and add those extra layers of defense. You'll see a dramatic drop in gnat activity, and your plants will thank you for healthier roots.
Absolutely, and remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient, stay consistent with your treatments, and you'll get there. Fungus gnats are annoying, but they're totally beatable when you know how they operate.
Well said. Thanks so much for breaking this all down with us today. To everyone listening, if you've been struggling with fungus gnats, give BTI a try and commit to that integrated approach. Your indoor jungle deserves to be gnat-free and thriving. We'll catch you next time.